Hawaii's Mazi Hirono, the Senate's only immigrant and a thorn in the president's side, by Philip Elliott. On a rain-soaked morning in late April, Mazi Hirono was walking from the U.S. Supreme Court back to her Senate office. She had just watched the nine justices hear arguments on President Trump's ban on immigrants from six countries with Muslim majorities and North Korea. And as she listened to arguments over the rights of immigrants and religious minorities, she couldn't help but take the debate personally. Hirono, Hawaii's junior senator, is an immigrant from Japan and the chamber's sole Buddhist. Immigrants come here and leave everything that they know behind, she says. We have a sense of the opportunities that this country provides. We do not take those for granted. At age 70, Hirono has become one of the surprising avatars of what is known among liberals as the resistance. She's not the loudest voice in the Senate or its most polished speaker, but the first-term senator has become one of the most outspoken critics of Trump's behavior. The president is very anti-immigrant. It's a very xenophobic, nationalistic attitude, she says. Our country is made up of groups of immigrants who came here hoping for a better life. They created America. It's sad. It's a sad thing to have so many people not remember that, including Trump. His people came from another country, not to mention that his wife is an immigrant. These sharp rebukes have turned the soft-spoken senator into a sudden star. I'm one of the few members who calls him a liar. I don't sugarcoat it and say he stretches the truth. No, the man lies every day, she says. To call the president a liar, that is not good, but it happens to be the truth. In January, when the president hosted a freewheeling bipartisan meeting on immigration, Hirono confronted Trump directly. She was one of only two non-white faces at the table. The other was Senator Robert Menendez of New Jersey, and she prefaced her question with a preamble that established her credibility on the subject. As the only immigrant serving in the United States Senate right now, Hirono began, early on in her tenure on Capitol Hill, officers sometimes stopped her from bypassing security lines, not recognizing her as a senator because she didn't look like most lawmakers. They quickly learned her often smiling face. In our country, racism is never far below the surface, Hirono says, sipping a mid-afternoon coffee. I think the Trump campaign exposed the fault lines in our country.